I haven't Googled your name ever. I don't know who you are, Cody.
Here we go. It's another prank call show. Whoa. It's another prank call show. And we're gonna listen to Cody and Winston and Sleep and Dykel, Bobson and Ho. It's another prank call show.
Good evening, friends. It's Cody No Name, back with another bonersode for your enjoyment and delight. Okay, that was creepy. I apologize. This one is number 128 for June 2nd, 2022. Today, my producer, Paulster Cactus, tried to destroy my show by sending me a list of people who don't answer their phones. Thanks a lot for that, Paulster. Your plan failed, though, because I did get one answer, and I think it's my favorite of the bunch, so I'll save that call for the end, just to spite you. For now, let's listen to me call people on a far superior list given to me by Olga. Thanks, Olga. Your lists are so much better than Paulster's, and you're a bit more attractive than him. Hello, Joe?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe. It's Todd with Verizon.
Verizon?
Yeah, I just need to let you know about a temporary service disruption to this phone line.
To this phone line or mine?
Well, to the number ending in 69, I thought you were the owner of this line.
That would be, no, that's my wife, but yeah, we both.
Oh, I mean, okay. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, either way, this phone line, it's going to be used for a temporary switchboard.
And so, why?
See, there was some unplanned maintenance on a tower that serves your area. And so we're having to route all the calls through this line. It's just until.
My line? Why this line?
Well, this number, I don't know if it's yours or your wife's or whatever, but yeah, this number, it's what we call a hub number. We use it from time to time for, you know, things like this for maintenance.
So what reimbursement am I looking at?
There wouldn't be any reimbursement. You'll still be able to use the phone. Well, like you can make calls.
Yeah, if we can't use our phone, then obviously you're going to reimburse us.
Oh, no, no. You'll still be able to use it. Yeah, you can make and receive calls just like normal. It's just going to be ringing a bunch because all the calls in your area, they'll get routed through this line.
So now we're paying for inconvenience? Now I think you should pay for that.
Me, personally? No, I just work here, sir. I don't understand why I would have to pay.
Your company. Let's not try to talk like you don't know what I'm saying.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, okay. It's not going to cost you anything, so I don't understand what
will.
We'd have to reimburse.
It will cost me my frustration,
well, didn't
which
you say,
is my time.
Well, didn't you say it's your wife's phone anyways?
Like, are you retarded?
Sir, you can't use that word. It's 2022.
Yes, I can. I just did, and I'll use it again.
Okay, well, I'm not retarded, and you can't. You really shouldn't be. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, I shouldn't. You should.
Why?
Because you're trying to force somebody else's inconvenience upon somebody that's paying for a service.
Well, no, I'm not forcing you. I'm just letting you know. It wasn't my decision.
No, that
I'm
is just forced upon us.
Okay, yeah,
we're
but I'm not the
for
one.
Service.
Well, I'm not the
we
one.
We're not paying for someone else to use our service.
Sir, you're being mentally disabled. It wasn't my decision.
No. What's your name again?
Todd.
Todd what?
Gonzalez.
Todd Onziles.
No,
Bonzales. And what is your identification number, Todd Onziles?
That would be 21369.
And what is the number that I can call?
And you're mispronouncing my name. It's Gonzalez.
No, you said Onziles.
No, so. I said Gonzalez. You need to see, you probably have like shit reception out there or something.
And now you're cursing.
Well, no, I'm just trying to, you know, talk down to your level. That's all.
Oh, is that right? So now we're at your mom's level? Is that it?
What does my mom have to do with this? Sir, you're being inappropriate. I'm just trying to let you know about
no,
a little
that
disruption.
Would be you.
I'm just trying
you
to.
We're talking about Mierda.
Okay. Anyways, I'm just letting you know about a little disruption to your service. You don't need to get all rude and impolite with me.
No, that was you.
Well, how was I rude? I'm just trying to do my job here, and you're giving me a hard time and calling me retarded.
No, it was retarded, not retarded.
See, there you go again. You get can't
and
be.
You use curse words over the phone.
Well, you're the one who used the R word.
So, yeah, and now you're covering your mic, trying
what?
To make it sound like the call's getting cut out.
No, I'm not covering my mic. Can you hear me okay? I'm speaking loud and clear.
Mr. Gonzalez, okay.
Yeah.
So,
in any
I will
way,
be calling corporate and letting them
well,
know.
Are you sure you know how to dial a phone?
Lack of ability to provide proper.
Okay, you're the one that's
service.
Being a big motherfucker about this. Can you just put your wife on?
Okay, so now we're bringing your mom into it again?
Yeah, my mom. Can you put your wife on so I can explain the disruption to her?
No, I don't have crayons for you to explain something, buddy.
What does that even mean? We're on the phone, stupid.
Hello.
Hello, Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. It's Todd with Verizon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I just need to let you know about the disclaimer that we're going to be adding to your line starting tomorrow.
Okay. Now, what is it now?
It's just basically a recording that plays for your callers. It just lets them know that they may obtain disinformation from speaking with you.
Okay, so the disclaimer for callers, the incoming calls, or what?
Yeah, it's just basically a little 10-second recording that plays, just letting them know that by speaking with you, they may obtain information that has ties to the Russian government.
I don't have anything to do with the Russian government.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think you probably do. It's just based off of keywords. See, we have an automated system that monitors all the calls, and I guess your line got flagged because of certain words that you've been using.
You're sure this is from AT&T?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I work here.
And who's doing the monitoring? Is AT&T doing the monitoring?
Oh, no, like I said, it's just an automated system. Yeah, nobody's sitting here listening to your calls.
I know, but this just sounds really suspicious.
Well, no, it's like I said, like you won't even notice. Only your callers are going to hear the recording, not you. Other than that, there's really no impact to your phone or anything.
Other than somebody is listening to what I'm saying and saying that it's propaganda.
See, that's where the confusion's coming from. It's an automated system. It's just, think of it as like a artificial intelligence that listens. It's not a human that's listening.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It might be AI that's doing it, but there's too much of this going on in this country the way it is.
That right there is Russian. That's what I mean. That's probably what got you flagged. You know, when you start criticizing the country, yeah, that's considered Russian propaganda.
I'm not criticizing the country. I'm saying that as a private citizen in the United States, I should not have to worry about phone conversations that I make being monitored because of words that somebody somewhere thinks is anti-American. That's a bunch of baloney.
Oh, I know. I agree with you, but we gave that up about, what, 20 years ago or more? That's just the nature of
things. I didn't give it up.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me.
Well, yeah, that's true. And nobody asked. They just kind of took it from us. But yeah, either way, we're mincing words here. Basically, just don't be spreading propaganda, and then we'll just remove the disclaimer.
Oh, great. Let's see. Are you sitting outside my window at night to see what I'm watching on television?
No, sir. You're being paranoid. There's nobody sitting here listening to your calls. It's just an artificial intelligence that listens, and it just flags keywords.
I'm anything but a communist.
Yeah, I don't know. You got kind of critical of America. That right there is a telltale sign.
Who can I talk to at AT&T about this?
I can put Cabal on if you'd like to talk to it.
I don't want to talk to it. I want to talk to a human being AT&T.
Well, Cabal kind of runs the whole operation, so, I mean... I can patch you through. I mean, maybe Cabal can explain it a little better than I can.
Seeing as
it's a vastly superior artificial intelligence.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, hang on. I'll patch you through to Cabal. One moment.
Hello.
Hello, Bill. This is Cabal.
Goodbye. I'm hanging up here.
Hello, sir?
Yes?
Yeah, you can't be hanging up on Cabal like that. That's a violation of our terms of service.
I don't know. Who's pulling my leg with this Cabal and AT&T monitoring what I'm saying being a communistic or something? But this is a load of crap.
Well, no, it's a load of crap that you keep critiquing capitalism. You can't be doing that. That's anti-American.
What?
You heard me.
We don't know who you are.
Hello? Who's this?
That's his wife.
Oh, Ann, shut up. Put Bill back on.
Oh, hang on. He called me.
I didn't call you a name. I told you to be quiet, woman.
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yeah.
Hey, Mary. It's Ronk over here at the grocery store.
Who?
It's Ronk over here at the Walmarts.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to ask if the next time you're in doing your grocery shopping, would you mind stopping by the customer service desk?
Why?
Well, we're going to be issuing you a safety helmet to wear while you're here doing your shopping.
You got to be kidding. Who is this?
No, it's just for your own safety. Yeah, we're just going to provide you a free helmet.
What the hell are you talking about?
The safety helmet that we're going to be issuing to you. It's no charge to you. We're just going to be supplying it as a courtesy. We're just going to need you to wear it while you're here doing your shopping. That's all. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hello, Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mary. It's Ronk again. I think the call dropped. Sorry about that.
Call didn't drop. I hung up on you. What the hell are you trying to say? Who needs a helmet in Walmart?
You. While you're doing your shopping. I didn't mean to offend you.
Why?
We noticed that you were a little tipsy the last time you were in here doing your shopping.
Tipsy?
Yeah, like you had
Who is this?
It's Ronk at the Walmarts.
Stop pulling my leg. Who is this?
No, I'm not trying to pull your leg, ma'am. I'm just letting you know. It's no big deal. Like, you're not the only one. We issue them to, you know, various customers that need the help and everything.
Eat shit and fuck off.
Oh, Mary, that's not very nice.
Hello?
Hello, Joan?
Yeah?
Oh, hey, Joan. It's Ronk over here at the Publix.
Okay.
Yeah, I just needed to ask if the next time you stop by to do your grocery shopping, do you think you could come to the customer service desk first?
Okay, why?
We're going to be issuing you a helmet so that you can wear for the duration of your shopping experience.
What do you mean, issuing me a helmet?
Just a safety helmet. You'll just need to wear it while you're here grocery shopping.
Why?
Well, my manager, he was reviewing the camera footage, and he noticed that you were a little wibbly-wobbly the last time you were here, you know, pushing your shopping cart and everything. And so, just for your own safety, we're just going to be requiring you to wear a helmet.
This is insane.
No, it's not insane, ma'am. It's just to, you know, just to keep your noggin safe. Just in case you bump your head or something.
I want to see this video. What do you mean you identified me, but with a video?
Well, yeah, we were reviewing the security footage, and yeah, we just noticed you were a little, you're just kind of taking the corners a little tight, putting the cart up on two wheels and things like that. And yeah,
oh, I was not. I'm going to come in there and see it. Which store is this?
The Publix, the one you shop at over here on.
Which one?
The one on.
I don't. What is the name of the store?
Publix.
What is the name of the shopping center? The number.
Oh, you mean
identify the store? What?
What are you talking about? The store number or the shopping center?
Sure, that would help me.
The store number is 69.
69?
Yeah.
Well, I just won't come in there again because what you're saying is not true.
Well, no, it's okay. You can still shop here. You're not in trouble or anything. Like, we're issuing the helmet to you for free.
I'm not going to wear a freaking helmet in your store. I think you're out of your mind.
No, ma'am. We care about our customers. That's all. It's just for your own safety. It's not a big deal.
I will never come in there again.
Whoa, you sound like a robot. Why are you yelling?
Hello?
Hello, Wayne?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Wayne, it's Ronk over here at the Publix. I was just talking to Joan. I think there was some kind of misunderstanding.
But, Ron, what is your last name, Ron?
Craigerson.
Craigerson.
Yeah, I was just trying to explain to her the helmet that she'll need to wear when she's here shopping, and she started to yell like a robot, and then she hung up.
What's your position there?
I'm the assistant manager.
I got to get your name, Ron, again. I'm sorry.
It's Ron. You just said it. You just said it.
Manager.
Well, you just
your last name. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was Craigerson. That was Craigerson.
Craigerson. Okay.
Yeah.
C-R-A.
Yeah, it's still Craigerson, like it was a few minutes ago.
Okay, Ron Craigerson. You are an assistant manager there?
Yep. Show him.
Ron, I think you're a little goofy, Ron.
I think your wife's a little goofy. She needs to stop taking the corners so sharp with their shopping cart.
Hey, up yours, dude.
Hey, that's not nice.
I don't think you're from Publix.
Why? What? Why would you think that?
Yeah, I think you're a Winn-Dixie dude.
A what? I'm a what?
You're a Winn-Dixie dude. You sound like a guy that works at Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie hires a bunch of drug addicts. I don't work there.
Oh, my God.
Well, hey, Ron, I got to go. I don't want to listen to this.
They're all on meth over there at Winn-Dixie.
Ron, I'm going to go. All right. I'll talk to the manager when we come in with it. But we'll have our helmets.
Hello, Jacob?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jacob. It's Ronk over here at the Winn-Dixie.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, my manager just wanted me to call and ask if the next time you're in here doing your shopping, Do you think you could refrain from trying to disrupt the facial recognition cameras?
What are you talking about?
You know how, like, when you come in, you've been blinking in those weird patterns at the cameras? It just kind of resets the system, causes problems. We were just hoping you could just not do that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is this you want to sell something? What the hell's going on?
No, sir. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just asking if you could refrain from blinking erratically.
Refrain from blinking.
Yeah, well, or blinking erratically when you're looking at the cameras because it disrupts our facial recognition software.
Well, I'm going to have to look at your cameras to see what you're talking about.
No, that's what I'm asking. We're asking you to not stare directly into the cameras and blink erratically.
Is this legitimate? Is this just a joke?
Oh, it's legitimate. Yeah, it's no big deal. You're not in trouble. We're just asking you nicely, that's all. We'd still like you to shop here and everything.
But I don't know anything about your cameras. I didn't know you had cameras.
Oh, yeah, we've got...
But I'm going to look now.
We've got... Well, I mean, you've been staring directly at them. I guess you didn't notice, but... I don't know, maybe you're not doing it on purpose, but if you could just kind of normalize your blinking patterns while you're in the store...
Who are you? Who am I talking to?
This is still Ronk.
Ron. All right. Next time I'm in there, I'm going to ask for you. I want to talk to you.
Okay, I mean, we're talking now. I can try to answer any questions you might have, but it's really not that big of a deal. Just...
No, I want to talk to you in person. I want to find out, you know, where you get the balls to call me at home and tell me that I'm blinking at your cameras.
Well, no, I don't have balls. I have labia, but that's... Sir, you're being crude.
Well, I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of a supermarket calling a customer at home and telling them that they're blinking.
Well, no, you're blinking erratically, and it makes the AI in our cameras go haywire.
You're kidding me.
Oh, no, no.
All right.
No, we take...
I'll see you tomorrow.
I don't give you permission to hang up. You need to stay on the phone with me.
I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
This is David. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, David. This is Todd with Verizon Wireless.
Okay.
Yeah, I just need to let you know about a little temporary disruption to your service. It's going to be impacting you starting tonight at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, it's actually not really a disruption per se. See, there's just a local hub that's down right now for maintenance. And, well, long story short, we're going to be using your phone as a temporary switchboard.
I don't think so. This is a police department phone.
This is your cell phone, right?
Yes.
And the one ending in 7-3?
So who are you?
This is Todd.
How can you use my phone for a hub?
Well, let me explain. See,
this is a scam, and I'm not conceding to anything.
Sir, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just letting you know about the maintenance and the use of your phone as the hub. That's all. It's not a scam.
Okay.
I'm at the Verizon store over here. I'm not trying to sell you anything, sir. I'm not trying to get any information.
I understand that. How would you get this number from the Verizon store?
You're a Verizon customer. Are you not?
I am 150 miles away from.
Yeah, well, I'm in the call center over here, and you're a Verizon customer, right? I'm looking for David. So I thought I had the right number. If I had the wrong number, I apologize.
Okay, I need to speak with someone above you.
Okay, did I say something to offend you? I was just trying to relay some information to you.
Well, no, I understand. No, you didn't say anything to offend me. You said you worry me because you might well imagine the number of scam calls that go on out there.
Yeah, I know, but how would this be a scam, sir? I'm not trying to get any information. I'm just trying to let you know about a temporary disruption to your service. That's all.
Okay, so what does that temporary disruption to my service amount to?
Well, basically, will you shut up and let me explain?
Fuck you. You tell me to shut up so you can explain. Fuck you. Don't call me back. Find another mechanism.
You're just talking over me. Mechanism. Shut up and I'll explain to you.
No, don't tell me to shut up.
Well, okay, please
don't
be quiet so I can
up.
Explain.
I am a chief of police. Don't tell me to shut up.
Quit.
Yo, yes, I am.
Let me talk to your supervisor then.
No, I am the chief of police. If Google my name, you will find it out.
Chief of Walmart security.
Don't tell me to shut. Fuck you. Fuck my dick, asshole.
thanks again, Paulster, for getting me in hot water with Walmart loss prevention. I guess I'll have to have Olga do all the shopping now.
Fuck you, Artard.
That is unkind. Thank you, everyone, for supporting this show. You are all very nice people, and I wish you all a large day.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come home at night, I break the door real tight. People call me on the phone I'm trying to avoid. Well, can the people on TV see me, or am I just paranoid? When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched, but maybe showers remind me.
Get a life and get a real job.